Here's some advice for you. Be careful of the friendly friend who wants what's best for you and hates sharing with you his advice, but he's only doing it for your own good because he wants what's best for you. Yeah, that friend. You have one of those friends? Be careful of that friend. And yes, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And what is it with you people? I can bring up the most controversial topic and say, reach out to me. Hardly anybody reaches out to me. Yesterday, I talk about my allergies, and it's like everybody and their brothers like texting me and emailing me about, yeah, your allergies are bad. What is it? I don't get it. Maybe I should just bring up, you know, like, things that aren't important, like, man, this rash on the inside of my thigh, and now I'm going to have a million emails about rashes on the insides of thighs. No pictures, please. Hey, we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So have you ever been around someone who negates or invalidates or kind of pulls the rug out from everything you want to do or say? We call these people, ready for it, invalidators. Yes, they're invalidators. So what do? Well, they assume your feelings without even knowing or asking how you feel, right? And then they're going to decide how you should feel without actually thinking or feeling or trying to understand who you are. They will knowingly invalidate your experience, your feelings, your facts. And so you got to be careful because they can leave you feeling shallow in such a way that you begin to rely on them to find out how do you feel, how should you act. It's very scary. So here are some of the misunderstandings. What they might do is they might agree with you only to turn around and disagree with you. It's like, yeah, I can see how you feel that way. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But you know what? You know what really is going on? Oh. So yeah, now they're invalidating what you just said. But they make it sound tricky, slippery, like a snake. Or they try to fix your feeling. Instead of just listening to what you're trying to say and actually trying to feel what you feel, now they want to tell you how you should feel, even though they themselves still don't feel it themselves. Or they'll say things like, oh, you know, it's no reason to be sad. It's nothing to get upset about. You know, you shouldn't let it bother you. Don't cry. They totally take what you're living through at the moment and telling you that it's not right, basically. They'll also vacuum up all your feelings. They'll take your feelings and they'll say, oh, it's okay. You'll get over it. You'll be fine. Everyone goes through it. It's not a big deal. You know, the old coach, walk it off. Walk it off! You know, your legs severed, your eyes hanging out your eye socket. Yeah, just walk it off. So here's the funny thing. Invalidation, it can be helpful and painful at the same time. Situations which are helpful include when you are wrong with your facts and they correct you with facts. That's the key. Maybe you haven't considered another view, and the other person presents to you another view, not invalidating what you're going through, but saying, have you also thought of this option? Or have you also seen this the way I've seen it in other people's lives? Now, the bottom line is that when someone invalidates you, it's condescending and it's painful. And it's like you're really not important. It's like you're invisible. I'm going to tell you what you really should think or feel. You feel like you're being ignored, like you're misunderstood and on purpose, feeling like you're being misinterpreted. Like, what? That's not what I mean. That's not what I'm saying. But they don't even let you say that because they're too busy invalidating you. They just ignore you. And the truth is if you've been around someone who invalidates you long enough, you'll realize that when they feel a certain way, when they're going through a certain thing, you better well sure as snap into place and listen and be empathetic, but not when you're going through it. No, when you're going through it, they'll treat you just the opposite. And you go, Garth, where's this going? Well, you know, there are some great books on this. I would definitely highly recommend the book Nasty People. That's where I'm getting some of my information from. But It reminds me of the life of Job. If you've ever read the book of Job, and by the way, it's not Job. Somebody, why would I read a book about a job? I got a job. The dude's name was Job, and he had everything going for him. And then it was as if God pulls the rug out from underneath him. He's got a great family, a great business, a great place in the community. He's looked up to, he's respected, he knows God. And without doing anything wrong, all of a sudden, boom, he loses his wife, he loses his family, he loses his business, he loses his money, he loses his health. And then he's got four quote-unquote friends who come around and simply invalidate him. And they say, well, how would you handle invalidation? Well, first, you're not defensive. And secondly, you check the facts. So you don't come against them defensive and say, because what it does, it sounds like they're right. And like you're trying to prove that you're right by your attitude. But when someone tries to invalidate how you feel or what you're going through or what you're experiencing, you calmly defend yourself. Say, no, that's not the way I'm feeling. No, that's not what I think. No, that's not what I should do. And then you check the facts. You check the facts. What do the facts say? See, when we look in Job's life, we see that at the end of the book, after having his friends invalidate him and tell him he must be a sinner, you're going through all this pain, you're being punished by God. Well, Job also makes some inaccurate claims himself, but ultimately we see these two things in his life. We see God make the final word. You do not have a universal insight into everything, is what God's saying. You don't understand all the facts, which is what you tell someone who's trying to invalidate you. You calmly say, you don't get it, you don't see it. And you also say, you're not equipped to make that call over me. It's really, honestly, the same thing we see when we look at the invalidators in our lives. You do not have universal insight as to everything that's going on, and you are not equipped to make that call over me. So, who does? Well, God does. So seek God, ask Him, listen, trust Him, and don't let invalidators push you out of your feelings or your experience without first understanding what God says about the situation. And in doing so, you end up being closer to Him, and many times, like Job, blessed double beyond belief. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.